Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 6th. Old Town Florist in Chaburn was completely destroyed in a fire yesterday. County Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said the blaze started when a lithium-ion battery overheated. Fire crews and apparatus from at least 9 departments responded. Warrants have been issued for a Chaburn area man accused of abusing an 11-month-old baby. Wayne Kinsel is on the run from law enforcement, but the child's mother, Haley Cantor, age 31, has been charged with a single count of felony negligent child abuse resulting in serious injury. The child is currently in UNC hospitals at Chapel Hill. See this story online for more. County commissioners on Monday scheduled 2 public hearings on planned new unit developments. On Dothan Road, an additional 190 homes are planned, while 1,120 are proposed for Peacock Road near Taper City. The hearings will be held at the regular County Commissioners meeting on August 28th. Commissioners also recognized local Dixie Youth baseball and softball teams that dominated state and national championships this past week. A former postal worker at Evergreen could serve 20 years in prison for embezzlement. Robert Raquan Patterson pleaded guilty to stealing more than $74,000 while he worked at Evergreen. He will be sentenced in federal court this week. Court documents show that Patterson forged postal money orders to himself using fraudulent debit and credit card transactions. Officials are monitoring 4 potential storms in the Atlantic Basin right now. Now, Tropical Storm Dexter is not going to do anything but upset some fish in the North Atlantic. It will have no impact on land. But a weak coastal low could bring torrential rains to our area later this week. There are also 2 tropical waves developing in the breeding ground of the Atlantic Ocean. Christopher Cawley is watching the tropics as well as keeping track of your usual local conditions. We're keeping you updated with his weather page at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is closed to all but emergency intakes due to overcrowding. Adoptable pets can be found on their Facebook page. The Museum of Natural Sciences will host a program Saturday on dragonflies with Chris Goforth. That's going to be from 2 until 4. After the presentation, you can stay for an activity about a different kind of flying bug, the moth. Mock Moth Night will show you how to create your own moth observation kit. The event is free. The museum is located at 415 South Madison in Wyville. Call 910-788-5100 for more. Columbus County Health Department is going to be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4 on Friday. This afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Wyville. The Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for this year's Citizens Academy. The free 10-week program gives you a behind-the-scenes view of all operations at CCSF, from investigations to detention. You must be 21 years old to pass a background check. Call 910-642-6551 or see this story on our website for more. Application deadline is August 29th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.